This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up on this Friday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour, I'm going to be talking with the Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department Chief, Jim Critchley. Much to talk about this morning, and that conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America, God bless you, and God bless beer.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Dan Tesman here, and with me this morning is Jim Critchley. He is the chief of the Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Jim, it seems like we suddenly got hit with a number of fires in the area as soon as the weather got warmer, including a big blaze on I-84 near Boardman. Talk about what people can do to help prevent human-caused fires.
So we need to just watch out for sparks. And thanks for bringing that up. It's like clockwork. When the temperature comes up, everything dries out and fires are much easier to start. So we need to watch sparks. We need to watch any heating up of material. So when I say that, it's we talked about the Boardman one. We want to make sure that we're not dragging chains or parking in high grass with our catalytic converters in our cars. We want to make sure that when we're coming off the hill that our brakes aren't too hot so you can downshift coming down Cabbage Hill so that you don't start those fires off the roadways that we have. So that's one of the best ways. Now, we can go on and on about this weekend is Memorial Day, so we've got camping. Same thing's going to go for that. Even if it isn't a big highway, we've got, if we can make sure that, again, the boat chains, the trailer chains, and we're not parking in the grass when we go out and park to make our camp or be by the river, we just have to be careful about making sure the hot stuff's taken care of. And if you start a fire out there, just make sure you've got 3 foot of space. Dirt is a great space for those fires. Start those. If you're going to grill, make sure if you're getting rid of the charcoal before you head off that it's all cold. It's cold and wet. So let's go ahead and put water on it, get all that. We just don't want to store it in a bag and throw it in the trash can because that's just waiting for a disaster to happen.
And from time to time, we hear of these unfortunate instances when it comes to barbecues, you know, having the barbecue too close to the house.
Yeah, there are codes that we don't want them under the roofs unless they're sprinklers. There's lots of things, but you got to be real careful about that because if it runs away from you, say you got to go inside and prepare that steak for yourself. Sometimes the grill runs away, gets hotter faster, and if it's up against the siding, if it's up against an overhang, then pretty soon it's the house that's burning, and that's not a good vacation.
Jim, often it appears fires erupt near railroad tracks. Why is that?
Oh, same thing that I'm trying to tell you about the chains and different couplings and brakes and all of that is the same with a train that it is with your car and your camper and your boat. And quite often, one of those brakes get hung up or one of the axles gets hung up, and it may be that one of those steel rims are actually holding or dragging and sets out sparks. We usually can get ahead of that and let the rail company know that it's happening. Usually we know it because everybody's giving us a call because the site is being that we've got fires starting over there. So we talk to them, we understand it, but it's the same thing with your vehicles. So
And with those railroad track fires or fires near railroad tracks, is it typically that the railroad is liable?
If we can prove it, if we've got investigation, we prove where it starts, which all of our fires we investigate. They, if they're found at fault, yes, they can be held liable. But it's the same thing with if we start a fire on our property and it goes on to somebody else's property. If one of our ag fires gets out of control, it's going to be the person that started the fire that's going to be responsible here in Oregon. So,
talk about, you know, with things starting to grow, what homeowners should do to protect their homes from fire.
So we're talking about defensible spaces, and we're trying to get in. There's basically three zones. Everything up close to your building, we want lean and green. We want it down to the ground. We don't want, we call them ladder fuels. We don't want the trees to hang down where to the grass. So if the grass caught on fire, the tree would caught on fire, and then your roof catches on fire. We don't want that. So we want it lean and green coming away, and that's the first 5 to 10 feet going away. For your next 30 feet, I don't need it cut short and everything, but I do want it to be cleaned up a little bit so that if it's not over 3 inches, that fire we can take care of. It's really easy to take one of those. And then if you can go out 100 feet after that, we want it to make sure that any of our trees are separated. A lot of our grasses and our weeds are taken down. As a matter of fact, in legislation, and now the state fire marshal is on their own, so they've done a great job on trying to help us out, help the local entities come out. So I've got some money that we're helping extend the goats in some cases. So the goats are going to take care of some of the weeding problems. Then I'll use some of the correction crews to do other ones. Then I'm going to have to go out and find contractors to handle some of the other pieces. But the state's helping me help the neighbors take care of that. I also have a little bit of money from the state fire marshal to add on a couple of more firefighters just for these couple of months during fire season, where I can put them in a brush truck and they can go help neighbors understand what a defensible space is and how to achieve a defensible space so your home is protected. And it's just through taking care of your yards.
I know a lot of people use the Memorial Day weekend to really start that home improvement project and, you know, landscape around their yard. Is there any plants that they should avoid to help with that defensible space by not planting those plants?
No, you know, they're beautiful and you can see them all over, but they scare me. And it's the evergreens, the arborvitas, they the amount of pitch that they have in their fluids, their saps, oh, it burns like gasoline. And over on 15th and Fraser, we almost lost a house because of that. I can see it all over the sides. It's beautiful this time of year, but I can tell you in another couple of months, it is just dangerous. So those are some of the ones that I do. And as a matter of fact, that state fire marshal webpage has a whole page for good and bad plants to plant around your property. So I'd take a look at that. That's the Oregon State Fire Marshal's webpage.
All right. Well, yeah. Educate yourself before picking up those plants at the local hardware store or the nursery and putting them in the ground. You don't want to make the wrong choice, is what I'm hearing Jim say. Jim, yes. Critchley, my guest this morning, chief with the Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department. And we're going to take our first break. Come back with more. So stay with us.
Don't you just hate it when you wake up on a beautiful morning at a serene mountain lake and find a flat tire on your RV, your pickup, or boat trailer? Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto. Stop by and let us check your RV or boat tires, give you an honest assessment of the condition of your tires. We'll also check your wheel bearings and lights for free. If you need new tires, we have them in stock. By the way, how's your AC working? The summer heat's coming. Let's make sure you keep your cool this summer. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Breaking news. The Port of Walla Walla and its partner, Alaska Airlines, are excited to announce the return of the second round-trip flight between Walla Walla and Seattle. This second flight commences on September 6, 2023 at the Walla Walla Regional Airport with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival. Let's rally behind this expanded air service and fly Walla Walla. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Remember, free parking.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, wheat farmers used up to 40 mules to pull combines through the hills of wheat country. The Umatilla County Historical Society presents the 19th annual Old Iron Show. Experience the sights, sounds, and mechanical marvels which led those mules out of the fields for the last time. Tractors, engines, cars, trucks, horse-drawn, and hand-powered machinery will be on display at the free show June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Roy Raley Park, Pendleton.
Traditions has an exciting chef experience for you to enjoy every Friday through Sunday night. Tonight, dine on a classic thick-cut prime rib served with a fresh salad, loaded baked potatoes, seasonal vegetables, hot rolls, and a wonderful dessert. Enjoy by yourself for $25 or bring the family for $22 per additional person. Head over to Traditions. The best of family times happen at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Jim Critchley, Chief of Pendleton Fire and the Ambulance Department. And Jim, people are also going to be outdoors more, whether it's grilling or lighting a campfire. I know we talked about that a little bit in the first segment, but any other safety tips they should know, especially with Memorial Day weekend here?
So we've got a couple of other things we can talk about. First off, when you've got a fire, let's keep the little ones at least 3 feet away. Give yourself in the cooking area a place where you can take care of it without somebody accidentally tripping and falling into something that can get burned. So burns are a big piece of it. As we go on, and we are quickly approaching fireworks and sparklers and stuff, and sometimes Memorial Day we go running around. I remember as a kid that was the case. Those are hot. Those are really hot, and they can start this grass on fire. And since we got a little bit drier in the last 3 weeks, I can tell you that it's all going to come up. It's not too long before we have to shut down the burning season. Matter of fact, I believe UCFD1 is June 1st. We're usually about June 14th or 15th, and East Umatilla usually tries to make it to July. But we'll see how it goes as they continue to dry out. So be careful of anything, lighters. And today we're down at the Pelk. The firefighters are down there showing some prevention tips and things like that. And one of the things are lighters and matches, and remembering those aren't toys. That's not something that we play with. And even though it's fun to try to take care of it, it's not something that we need to do. You need adult supervision. So,
Jim, let's take a minute and look back, talking specifically about the fire at the Pendleton Flour Mill. Is it officially out yet?
Yes, thanks though for asking. it has been out for a while now, and I thank the contractors that were demolishing the building to actually make that happen. So in the basement, all the floors were wood. So all that wood dumps down into the ground, and it was wood that was cleaned and oiled, and it's just heavy, dense wood. But amongst that was this big ball of wheat and flour that over decades accumulated down there. Well, that big ball was covered by a steel floor. And that big ball was just burning and smoldering for those, for that time. So in November, we were able to get into the basement. We were able to put that out. As a matter of fact, we brought in another truck. The demolition crew brought in another truck to take it, to spread all of that out, because they couldn't put enough water on it to stop it, even when they were just looking at it. So it is out, and the building is down, and it's covered. Everything is okay as far as we're fire concerned. So,
and as you look back at the history of the fire department, it appears mills have caught on fire fairly frequently over the last century or so of firefighting in Pendleton. Talk about the dangers of milling.
So a way to move all the product from, so we're going to ground up the wheat and we're going to, but to move the wheat and to separate the wheat from the chaff, it's done through wind. It's done through blowing wind across it so we can get the lighter stuff to fall out. Well, if you throw in, remember my fire triangle, you throw in heat, you throw in oxygen and a little bit of fuel, and that's what gets you fire. So we've got blowing across fuel, we've got oxygen and the fuel. All you need is a little bit of a spark, a little bit of a heated belt, a little bit of a problem, and that's going to start that fire. So we've had issues with it over the you can look in the National Fire Protection Agency has whole magazines just on mill and silo fires.
And then going back for a moment with the Pendleton flour mill fire specifically, element that you mentioned as far as, you know, that wheat dust, if you will, was just all over the basement. That's what made extinguishing that fire so difficult?
It did. And once it gets the power, once it starts its thermal power, its inertia, it's tough to slow that down, and it overwhelms a sprinkler system, or it overwhelms any of the fire protection methods if it gets in there. And that does make it really hard. Dust is easy to ignite and hard to put out. So,
all right. Talking this morning with Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department Chief Jim Critchley. We're going to take another break, come back, continue our conversation. So stay with us.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Students, do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Making pre-arrangements not only allows you to have control over your final wishes, but it also lifts the burden off of your loved ones. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to tell you more.
Every time I pull out a pre-need that somebody has set up in advance, the family is so grateful because it removes the questions. So to set up something in advance, again, whether it's funded or not, is a great idea.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the City of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the City of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Are you excited for barbecue season? So is Terry from Zimmerman & Company, True Value.
Finally, I'm so glad barbecue season's here. Yes, they are. They're coming in for all the barbecue stuff. We always have that all year round. But we do have a good supply of Weber barbecues and supplies to go with the Webers also. Lots of seasonings, lots of rubs. We've got not so much on the charcoal, but we have a very good supply of the wood pellets.
Zimmerman & Company, True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Chief Jim Critchley, Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department. Jim, before this last break, we were talking a little bit about, the department's history, and you actually have a history page on the department's website, right?
The City of Pendleton Fire Department webpage has a history section. I've got a lot of the fires listed. I must apologize, it hasn't been updated since 12, but I'll get to that in the next couple of months. And there are a lot of mill fires, or fires that have started in the mill and caused problems. One in 1947, they actually lost a block of buildings, a whole city block of buildings because of that fire. This was a sad thing to watch the mill, or the flour mill, burn this time, but we kept it to the building of origin, and we were able to make sure that it stayed there. So we've learned a lot. There's lots more to learn, and it's just one of our historical events in Pendleton with Pendleton Fire. So thanks for asking, though.
Yeah, and then talk about the difference working smoke alarms can make.
Oh, it's life and death. Let me tell you, the smoke alarm is about life. It's going to go off. It's going to wake us up. It's going to move us out. If you've got smoke alarms, I can tell you story after story after story where a third grader or a first grader says, "Where's our smoke detector?" And then you can come back a month later, and it was the thing that woke the family up to get them out to the meeting place, to the safe place that we can go. Sprinklers are great. Sprinklers are for protecting property. Smoke alarms are because if you're not out of the building when the smoke comes down, that's what's going to get you. The smoke's going to get you first. So,
across the Columbia Basin, our news department has covered a lot of fires, over the course of, since I've worked here, but recently a lot of talk about the importance that a closed door can make in keeping a fire from in one room spreading to another room. Talk about that, Jim, a little bit, because I don't know if everybody, from talking to other fire chiefs across the Columbia Basin, I don't know if people really understand the importance of keeping doors shut.
So this was part of a bigger issue in the fire service. In the 60s, we used to fight fires from the outside. In the 70s, we were aggressive internal attack firefighters. In the 80s, we start to look at things a little bit different. In the 90s and coming up to now, we understand it's the flow path that we're looking at. And when I talk about flow path, it's where the ventilation happens in yours. And if you shut the door, the ventilation will stop, and you can go to fire after fire anytime you can see the building or take some pictures. Maybe I can get some up on Facebook where you can see the absolute difference inside the door when it was shut and inside the door when it's open. The smoke level is down to about mid-floor in the one that's open, or a mid-wall with the one that's open. And it's non-existent when you shut the door. Shutting the door gives us a chance for the smoke detector to work and for us to get out the window. So,
talk about the emergency management drill your department just had.
So we've had a couple over the last little bit. We had the Chinook that made the paper the other day. We were doing mass casualty exercises with that, trying to get all of our partners to work together. But yesterday we had crisis communication was the emergency management drill. And then we had a tabletop at the end of that. And a tabletop is just everybody sitting around the table talking about what are we going to do when, in this case, a train derails, hits another vehicle, derails right there at Roundup. What happens if it happens during an event, Whiskey Fest or Roundup, or when we've got all the tents and trailers out there? How do we handle it? How do we move people? And who do we have to call? So it was a great, and I got to thank everybody. Tom Roberts was key on it. He's our old emergency manager. I also like to welcome in Sage DeLong, who's our new emergency manager. I'm looking forward to some great things with him and all the drills that we're going to continue to do to get better for this community.
And then I wanted to ask you about staffing, how things are with the staffing for the Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department.
Well, I was trying to figure out if I was going to make it this morning. We had five calls all go out right about 7:30. All of my resources were out. I was able to find some money inside the budget, the new revenues that I'm able to bring in to actually fund a position, another EMS position. So 85% of what I do is medical calls. So I need to keep the all hazards tools that I have. Those are paramedic firefighters that have some experience. I need to keep them in the city to protect the entire city. But occasionally I have to transport people to other hospitals, and my EMS only positions are going to allow me to do that. And that should come in July. But thanks to everybody for letting me do that. I think we're going to see some great things. Busy morning, though.
All right. Well, and I appreciate you having the opportunity to get away. I want to talk about one last thing. We were talking about different things as far as, you know, keeping fires from happening, you know, out in the county, I guess, you know, out in the more remote areas. One other thing, you know, target practicing, you know, those hot, I guess, the casings coming down and into, you know, the tall grass. You just have to be aware of your surroundings and, you know, there's exploding targets. I know we got an advisory, I think, from the state saying, hey, it's a holiday weekend. People are going to be out, you know, target practicing and stuff. But they got to be careful, just like with their cars and boat trailers and everything else already mentioned too. Right, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. And the exploding targets. Actually, in Arizona, it led to one of the largest wildfires when the exploding target got away from them and lit the dry grass on fire. But all of your casings, all of your spent stuff, it's anytime you can throw a spark at, anytime you can put heat, we've got the oxygen, we've got the fuel. Anytime the heat and sparks happen, it's dangerous.
All right. Well, we have come to the end of this program. Jim Critchley, Chief of Pendleton Fire and Ambulance Department. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
And I also invite you to check out the department's website. All kinds of great tips on there. And also that history page that Jim was mentioning. I'm sure you'll learn something about the Roundup City and the department and the fires that this city has experienced over the years as well. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Again, everybody have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a long weekend. And with that, we will be off on Monday, also celebrating Memorial Day. And with that, we'll be back on Tuesday. So in the meantime, everybody have a safe weekend. And thanks for listening and have a fabulous Friday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.